Time again here on RNIB Connect Radio for another regular fortnightly roundup of RNIB Connect Voices opportunities. And this week I'm joined by Gemma Davidson, RNIB Customer Voice Insight Coordinator. Hello Gemma, how are you?
Hi Toby, I'm great, thank you. How are you?
I'm not so bad, thank you very much. This week we have opportunities for blind and partially sighted people to take part in the next Connect Voices tracker survey and help needed to make coffee shops more accessible, plus an update on the recent Voice of a Customer focus group meetings, which I think they were talking around media representation too. Gemma, we're going to start with the next Connect Voices tracker survey.
Yes, so I would love to share some information with you all regarding the Connect Voices Tracker Survey. So the Connect Voices Tracker Survey is a special opportunity to help us create a better world for people with sight loss. We're looking for people with sight loss to complete our quarterly Connect Voices Tracker Survey. The latest survey is now out with a special focus on support post-diagnosis. This month, we're exploring blind and partially sighted people's experiences of vision rehabilitation support. There will be some questions about the types of support you may have received and what additional support you think you could benefit from. We will use what people tell us to help identify the key challenges blind and partially sighted people are experiencing to improve the support we provide and direct work to influence society on issues that really matter to blind and partially sighted people. This is a special opportunity and represents a significant development in our approach to putting the voice of people with sight loss at the centre of what we do, helping to shape and direct our work on an ongoing basis. To make your voice heard, please contact involvement@rnib.org.uk, or alternatively you can also contact research@rnib.org.uk. So those two email addresses that you can contact are involvement@rnib.org.uk or research@rnib.org.uk.
Those tracker surveys are very important, and now to making coffee shops more accessible for us all as well.
Yes, so we have an interesting opportunity to share. We've been contacted by Tilting the Lens, a consultancy firm specialising in making global brands more accessible. They're currently working with a coffee house chain to develop new accessible store designs. To do this, they want to access different store locations to find out what accessibility improvements could be made, and they want your help to do this. In June, they will be organising in-person focus groups in London. This will involve a coffee store visit and a facilitated session to allow you to share your feedback, expertise and experience in the store you visited. Each focus group will last 2 to 3 hours total. They will support any access accommodations needed to ensure everyone can participate. The focus group will take part on June the 21st at 10 a.m. and June the 22nd at 8 a.m. Participants will be paid to value their time. Tilting the Lens will also cover any travel costs. If you'd like to take part or have any further questions, please email emma@tiltingthelens.com. That email is emma@tiltingthelens.com.
Finally, Gemma, we have a bit of a roundup from the recent Voice of the Customer focus groups, and I think this one was mainly talking about media representation.
Yes, that's correct, Toby. So our Voice of the Customer focus groups participants called for greater and more accurate representation in the media. Our focus groups revealed that blind and partially sighted people feel that real-life exposure and positive media portrayals could help increase understanding. One participant in particular felt that representation for blind and partially sighted people is changing. The participant stated that comedians on panel shows are challenging the norms, and they felt this is an incredibly positive step forward.
Some interesting thoughts there coming out of the Voice of the Customer focus groups. Gemma, if listeners would like to find out more about the items we have just chatted about and other great Connect Voices research and involvement opportunities, where can people go to find out more and get involved?
Yes, so you can join our online Connect Voices group, where we post all the latest opportunities to get involved in our work, projects and research. We also share opportunities from external organisations who are interested in hearing from blind and partially sighted people and involving them in their work. We do our best to update the group every day. We also use it as a platform to share key insights and findings from the research that we ask you to take part in, like the tracker survey. If you're already on Facebook, you can search for the Connect Voices group. If you have any questions, then please feel free to drop us an email at involvement@rnib.org.uk. That email is involvement@rnib.org.uk. You can, of course, catch your fortnightly roundup on the Daily Connect, first and third Wednesday of the month, and podcast is on Audio Boom.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Gemma Davidson, RNIB Customer Voice Insight Coordinator, for sharing some great Connect Voices opportunities with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
You're very welcome. Thank you, Toby, for having me.